A new partnership between IBM and Twitter is designed to help enterprises get better market intelligence. It could also have applications for federal agencies. The collaboration will allow IBM to offer clients access to Twitter data and will include new applications to analyze that data and enhance agency understanding of what's going on out there. Ann Altman is the general manager of IBM's U.S. Federal and Government Industries. She joins me now with details on how this data service might work for you. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
All right. So give us the short form version of the IBM Twitter deal. What's going on here?
Well, I know that words like game-changing are often overused, but in this case, this partnership between IBM and Twitter are very, very important, and it's another way IBM's helping our enterprise clients transform the way they're going to work. It's why we established this partnership with Twitter. It's why we launched the Watson Analytics. It's why we engaged with Apple to create new enterprise applications. Today, putting data and sophisticated analytics together in the palm of professionals' hands is all about being able to combine these things. It's how people will work, and it's what will continue to change.
All right, so Twitter has, there's lots of tweets every day, and you're going to have access to every tweet ever tweeted, correct?
That's correct.
And what's in there? What is in all that data? How much of it is nonsense, and how much of it can be mined for real information?
Well, yeah, each day Twitter users press that button about 500 million times. So 500 million public tweets. And when you think about that, it's like a virtual town hall of people sharing their opinions and preferences. And all of that being projected in 140 character messages. So what IBM plans to do is to offer Twitter data as part of our select cloud-based services. That means that we'll be including IBM Watson Analytics, which is a cognitive service that you can use in the palm of your hand, bringing intuitive visualization and predictive capabilities for professionals. We'll have entrepreneurs and software developers working to integrate Twitter data into our new cloud services as well.
So that means that... Well, let's give me an example here. Let's start with a commercial example, without naming the customer. What could a consumer products company learn from analytics based on the Twitter data? Give us an example of the kind of things people might ask.
Sure. So this week, IBM had a conference in Las Vegas. It's called the Insight Conference. And, of course, this was the big announcement. One of the speakers provided an example. It was of a deep fryer company. Now, your listeners may start to laugh about this, but deep fryer. And I know you're thinking, who tweets about these deep fryers? Well, that company learned that hashtag soggy fries was once a useful indicator for them in customers needing service. So, seriously, when you use a hashtag and you think then about words that could potentially change how a federal agency will operate, it could be how USDA is doing their inspections. It could be capturing Twitter data in real time to help FEMA. Maybe it's an indication of forest fires or the National Park Service getting early indicators of crowded campgrounds. So the potential truly is endless on how you could use Twitter data.
Now, Twitter data has text information. It also has the hashtags. It also has the @ with the name of the, you know, whatever else is mentioned in there, other accounts. Plus, there's also many, many links and images.
Right.
So it's a lot of different data types, and the links go Lord knows where throughout the Internet. Is all of that, can all of that be brought into all of this analytics?
Yeah, so analytics can be based on context in relation to the hashtags, the handles, the time frames. It really boils down to what an agency is going to want to analyze to make decisions about.
But someone could, say, look at all of the links in the Twitter information and decide from whatever that gives you back that certain websites or certain posted things online mean a lot to people in certain contexts.
That's right. That's right. And that's why, you know, really there are three components of this partnership, Tom. Twitter data that will be integrated into our big data analytics tools like Watson, and will be added to our BlueMix, which is our cloud that hosts applications. The second part is really around developing new applications for federal agencies and businesses that may make use of Twitter data. And then the third part is to train all of our 10,000 consultants to write and work with custom enterprise applications with that data.
We're speaking with Ann Altman. She's the general manager of IBM's U.S. federal and government industries. And so what would this look like from an agency standpoint? What is delivered to me as an agency program manager? And it's a cloud-based service. And how do I ask questions of it?
Thanks. So what we do is we offer Bluemix, which is our cloud-based services for application developers, who then develop the applications. And what Bluemix does is it allows for a very speedy and agile development for new applications, the kind of applications that are born on the cloud, for increasingly mobile and social connected and obviously data-intensive environments. So I think it's that tool that will allow agencies working with in partnership with IBM to be able to mine the data of Twitter to address, you know, endless possibilities for information to support their organizations.
So that means customers sign up for Bluemix, and that's where their applications would be developed, and that's also where the access would occur to the big data set of the Twitter?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And, okay, so that means agencies could develop their own applications to look at the Twitter data, or they could use IBM applications to look at it.
Correct. They can build their own applications. They can, of course, use the analytics that IBM has to support them. IBM can build the applications as well for them.
And how specific are these applications? In other words, if I'm, say, Health and Human Services, maybe in the fall they're going to want to know, or when open enrollment opens, actually next month, when open enrollment opens, they might want to, and I'm just making this one up, but they might want to know how people are interacting and what their satisfaction level is with healthcare.gov, a big issue for HHS. Do you have a tool now that can answer that kind of question, or is that something they'd have to develop?
So, again, it's companies or agencies want guidance on how to incorporate Twitter into their operations. We can do that for them. The tools exist, which is part of this announcement. So we have the analytics today. And if an agency says, this is the area that we'd really like to explore to understand the sentiment of, you know, millions and millions of tweets, that we can develop directly for them. If there's something broader, they can develop it using our tools.
And somewhere IBM has a database or an information store with all of these tweets. Again, you've got them back to every one ever done, plus added, as you said, 500 million a day. How many hits at once can that database withstand? In other words, what if you have 1,000 people hitting it for 1,000 different purposes? Will it take an hour to get an answer, or will it keep up?
Well, you know, when we talk about Watson and the integration of the corpus of the Internet, as we demonstrated on Jeopardy, we can expand without any difficulty. So we could scale up to support any requirement that an agency might have real-time analyzing tweets.
So, in other words, if all of the Internet can be stuffed into Watson, all of Twitter is just a small part of all of that.
That's correct.
All right, so when does this all launch, and how are you getting it out to the federal market?
So, well, of course, this is big news this week, and as I mentioned, it's launched as of today. This has been in the making for several years. So Ginni Rometty, the CEO of IBM, and Dick Costello, the CEO of Twitter, have personally worked this together and have been engaged in this conversation to present such a capability for quite a long time. So all we need to do is to have folks contact us. Of course, IBMers will be contacting clients as well.
And is there experience so far showing that the Twitter database actually yields good business intelligence?
Well, I gave you a maybe a silly example, but a fun one, right? Which is to have a company research to learn proactively that they have a customer satisfaction issue because sure. The fryer was producing soggy fries. They wouldn't have known that. So what this does is it gives you information immediately to to, again, watch trends that would allow you to be proactive. It's really mining the data of Twitter to understand the sentiment, regardless of what area, and be able to proactively address that.
So you might say that IBM is following every Twitter tweeter.
Well, IBM is not following every Twitter tweeter, but IBM is prepared to help our clients, our enterprise clients, which include all of our federal agencies, to better gain insight on sentiment based on Twitter.
Well, it sounds like an interesting project. I'm going to be we're going to look for see what the first agency is that signs up and what they learned from it.
Absolutely. It's all about making better decisions and speeding that up.
Ann Altman is the general manager of IBM's U.S. federal and government industries. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.